DJ Frederick, and you have found the Radio Thrift Shop. Featuring a flexible format, it's an homage to the underground era of broadcasting of the 1960s and 1970s that I grew up with. Radio Thrift Shop features a homegrown mix of vinyl records, 78s, 45s, LPs, private press releases, cassette tapes, and homemade self-released CDs. Now, each broadcast of the Thrift Shop features an improvised playlist, although sometimes there are themes, and we delve into the DJ Frederick Music Library. Come on the free radio journey. Glad to have you aboard. But hopefully not bored, because every edition of the Radio Thrift Shop is slightly different. Now, coming up later in the program, we're going to hear part 3 of an interval signal special produced by Hobart Radio International, the voice of Tasmania. So please stay tuned for that. In the meantime, let's dig into the record crates.
Thank you.
a brand new 45 7-inch vinyl re-edit of Dorothy Ashby's Soul Vibrations. That's on the Galaxy Sound label. Before that, we heard a reissue that came out in 2020 from the album Guitar in Velvet by George Barnes and his octet, Did You Ever See a Dream Walking? And we started off with another great vinyl release from 2020. Who knew? Some great stuff came out of 2020 after all. That was Greg Fote from his album Symphony Pacifique, a tune called Island Life. Well, I'm DJ Frederick. This is the Radio Thrift Shop. Coming up in just a couple of moments, we're going to hear an Interval Signal Special, Part 3, produced by Hobart Radio International. Stay tuned.
Exploring science in the sea. Dozens of mermaids drift with the currents of the South Pacific. They listen for the rumble of earthquakes on the ocean floor. Then they pop to the surface to tell seismologists what they've heard. These mermaids don't have flippers, though. They're scientific devices, mobile earthquake recorder in marine areas by independent divers. Mermaids. Seismologists record earthquakes to learn what's happening below Earth's surface. Sound waves bounce around inside the planet. Recording those waves from many locations allows the scientists to map what's below the surface. There aren't many recording stations on the ocean floor, though, but there's a lot of activity below the oceans. The plates that make up Earth's crust move apart there, and new crust forms as molten rock bubbles up from below. Mermaids were designed to provide a fairly cheap way to monitor ocean earthquakes. Each probe drifts a mile or more below the surface. A microphone listens for quakes. When it hears a possible quake, it rises to the surface and beams its readings to scientists via satellite. Mermaids also record water temperatures, and using GPS to track their position allows scientists to trace the currents. In one early experiment, mermaids monitored the waters around the Galapagos Islands for 2 years. Their observations revealed a giant mass of hot rock pushing upward from deep in the mantle. Today, about 60 mermaids are operating in the southern Pacific Ocean, listening for rumbles below the sea. Science in the Sea is a production of the University of Texas Marine Science Institute at Port Aransas. I'm Holly Brawley.
You're listening to the musical progressions of Radio Thrift Shop. I'm DJ Frederick.
On air via relay partners around the globe, this show is from Hobart Radio International, down under in Australia.
Radio International is relayed by affiliate stations. You can hear us on shortwave via Radio Miami International on 15770, 11580 and 9955, WBCQ on 5130 and Unique Radio on 3210. You can hear us in New Zealand on World FM 88.2 and Soundwave FM on 107.7 and 87.8. We're also available online via TuneIn.
G'day, hello, wherever you are, near or far, this is Hobart Radio International, and we have a very special show for you today. It is part 3 of the Interval Signal Special, so stay tuned, don't touch the dial, because this is a show you don't want to miss. This is Hobart Calling. This is the Interval Signal Special three-part series, and it's part three here on Hobart Radio International. You can hear part one and part two of the Interval Signal Special on demand on our website at hriradio.org, and I will ensure that all three parts of the Interval Signal Special are grouped together on the website. So what do you expect in part three? So we're going to be looking at a few more stations across Europe and the Middle East, which are still on air that we haven't talked about. We're also focusing a lot on Asian shortwave stations that we haven't discussed in the other two shows, as well as some regional Pacific Island stations, which we definitely hear on shortwave here in Australia, but to the rest of the world, they're probably more of a rarity. So stay tuned. Let's begin the show. One station that we get really clearly here in Australia to their Western Europe beam is Romania, a station that I wouldn't exactly think of as a powerhouse for shortwave.
This is Radio Romania International. You are listening to our one-hour broadcast in English for listeners in Western Europe on 15105 and 17745 kHz. We can also be heard on the internet in WMA format, courtesy of Radiocom at www.rri.ro, and via satellite Hotbird 6 on 11623.28 MHz, vertical polarization, azimuth 13 degrees east. We wish you good reception conditions.
Back in 2007, Radio Budapest from Hungary ceased English language shortwave transmissions.
Now I would like to call your attention to the fact that as from June the 30th, 2007, Radio Budapest will cease to broadcast in English. Instead, Hungarian language broadcasts will be aired on our frequencies. This is part of changing the program structure of Hungarian public radio in order to have a more cost-effective operation. Thank you for having listened to us. And with that, we came to the end of a Radio Budapest broadcast. This is now Ági Varga signing off. Goodbye.
Itt Budapest. Önök a Magyar Rádió műsorát hallják.
This is Radio Budapest, Hungary.
Probably in the early, maybe mid-2000s, another station that I remember hearing of an evening here in Australia, which is off the air over shortwave, is RTE Radio 1 from the Republic of Ireland.
This is RTE Radio 1 on FM and Longwave 252.
I wonder if anyone remembers Radio Moldova from 2007.
Here is Tiraspol, the capital of the Pridnestrovian Moldavian Republic. Today is Wednesday, the 12th of December 2007. This is the next edition of the English version of the informational analytic program Pridnestrovia, prepared by the editorial staff of Information Political Programs of the Radio PMR. Hi, Vadim Rudomyotov on air. Today you'll hear pieces of news from Pridnestrovia and Moldova. Now we pass to details.
Do you remember Czech Radio or Radio Prague on the air? They were broadcasting on shortwave until the 31st of January 2011 due to financial cuts.
You're tuned to Radio Prague, the international service of Czech Radio.
Vous écoutez Radio Prague, émissions internationales de la radiodiffusion tchèque.
A more recent departure was International Radio of Serbia, July 31st, 2015. It was dissolved.
This is International Radio of Serbia, broadcasting on 6,100 and 7,240 kHz. As usual, we begin our broadcast with the news.
Some people find Buddhist meditation helps to relax the body.
Others might go with the awkward positions of yoga.
There are many different ways to relax.
One way is to tune into radio. Unlike TV, radio uses the creative part of the mind.
Has your brain been fed?
Hobart Radio International provides educational radio documentaries, specials and variety shows. The website is www.hriradio.org.
Where smart people hang out. Yeah, this is the voice of Tasmania. Welcome back. And let's continue now. This is the Interval Signal Special, Part 3. One of my personal favourites, it is All India Radio.
This is the General Overseas Service of All India Radio, welcoming listeners in East, West and Northwest Africa, West Europe and the United Kingdom.
If you want to hear modern hip-hop Arabic music, look no further than Radio Sultanate of Oman.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Good morning. This is Radio Sultanate of Oman FM and the time is 6 a.m. We are transmitting on 90.4 FM for Maspas and Salalah, and for our listeners in Tamrit, we are transmitting on 91.3 FM, and for our Upsat 2A on 7.7 MHz. It's Sunday, 13th of July. I'm Fawzi El-Kindi with studio engineer Muhammad Yahya. Do stay with us. We'll start our programs this morning with recitation from the Holy Quran.
O'clock at Radio Sultanate of Oman FM.
Another Middle East station to talk about would be Tajik Radio. from the country of Tajikistan. And I think in the shortwave hobby, we do have to do a bit of geography and learn where some of the stations are that we're hearing, what country they're from, and where the transmitter is located in which country. So I had to Google, because I actually didn't know where Tajikistan is, and it's on the border of Afghanistan, Turkmenistan, Uzbekistan, Kyrgyzstan, and it's pretty close to Kazakhstan and Pakistan.
Welcome to the World Service of Radio Tajikistan. We begin our broadcast in English at 21:45 Dushanbe time and 16:45 Greenwich Mean Time.
From Tajikistan to Uzbekistan, let's now have a quick listen to a 2005 recording of Radio Tashkent International, the year before they ceased transmissions over shortwave, which occurred on the 31st of March 2006.
This is Radio Tashkent International.
We're halfway through the show. This is the Interval Signal Special, Part 3. Let's now continue now. Let's move away from European and Middle Eastern stations and change focus to the Asia and Pacific region. Here is the voice of Korea, North Korea.
This is Voice of Korea.
This is Voice of Korea.
Let's go south now to KBS World Radio, South Korea.
KBS World Radio, 국제방송입니다.
This is KBS World Radio, coming to you from Seoul, the capital of the Republic of Korea.
One that's a little bit hard to hear, especially because North Korea constantly jams them, is the echo of unification. A dreary interval signal there, and another station that comes to mind, a clandestine Korean station, Radio Free Chosun from 2007. And all I can say is the truth is out there.
1973년 당 중앙위원회 비서국 회의에서 김정일의 조직 비서 직선을 무거운 분위기 속에서 도의하고 있었습니다. 김정일을 조직 비서로 추천하는 일은 김일성은 비서국 회의 자리에서 자신 다음인 최영권 최고 상임위원회 위원장의 말을 기다렸다. 이쯤에서 지지 발언이 나와야 했지만 말도 하지 않았다. 김일성 역시 좌중의 눈치를 보면서 오랫동안 침묵을 지켰다.
I'm still very saddened that Radio Australia left the airwaves and hope that one day it will return. However, we do have an Australian station called Aussie Radio, which I know I can hear most nights on 4835. They also have a very interesting interval signal, which sounds a little too similar to Radio Australia.
This is a test transmission from Aussie Radio.
There was a short-lived Aboriginal shortwave station on the air back in 2003. It was called the Aboriginal Resources and Development Services, ARDS. They were transmitting from Humpty Doo, south of Darwin in the Northern Territory, on 5030 with 400 watts. So that could be heard here in Hobart. And it was aimed at northeastern Arnhem Land for the Aboriginals in that region. However, it went off the air in 2005, it came back in 2006, and then shut down in July 2007, and that was that. It never returned to the air.
This is the Aboriginal Resource and Development Services Community Development Radio Service. We are transmitting from Darwin on 5050 kilohertz.
I definitely enjoy being close to the Pacific Islands here in Australia, and one of my favourite stations to listen to when conditions are right would be on 5020, none other than Radio Happy Isles, the Solomon Islands Broadcasting Corporation.
This is the Solomon Islands Broadcasting Corporation, Radio Happy Isles, broadcasting on 1,035 kilohertz medium wave band and scheduling frequency 5,020 kilohertz in the 6 GHz band.
Another station that I try to hear, but often I just can't seem to pick them up, is Radio Vanuatu on either 3945 or 7260.
You stop listening to Radio Vanuatu, voice from Guinea.
News from Radio Vanuatu, More Paradise FM.
National Broadcasting Corporation, Papua New Guinea, has quite a few low-powered domestic shortwave stations in the 90-metre band. And even here in Australia, they are quite a challenge to hear. They are, if you catch them, I guess, a really good DX catch. Here's the sign-on for Radio Bougainville. You're listening to Hobart Radio International. This is the Interval Signal Special, Part 3, and we'll be right back after station ID.
All the way from Hobart, Tasmania, you're listening to an Australian station.
Hobart Radio International is your community radio service.
Listen to our latest shows, read the transcript, watch the videos, and read the latest tweets at our website, www.hriradio.org.
Another station which I remember listening to most evenings in the 75 metre band was New Zealand's Radio Reading Service, which I believe ceased broadcasting in the mid-2000s.
You're with the Radio Reading Service, owned and operated by New Zealand Radio for the Print Disabled Incorporated, broadcasting on 2XA 1602 kHz in the medium wave band and on shortwave ZLXA on 3935 kHz. Every day our volunteer staff read the main items from the daily newspapers, top national and international magazines and periodicals, and we have radio features covering a host of topics and from many parts of the world. Turning print into sound, the radio reading service.
One other station that we often get on the air, even to this day, is Transworld Radio, broadcasting from their 250 kilowatt transmitters in Guam.
Life-changing radio from KCWR Aganya, Guam. We are broadcasting on 9975 kilohertz at 31 meter band. Please stay tuned and join us for today's broadcast from Transworld Radio.
One station that I don't tune into much, but maybe I should tune into more, would be The Voice of Vietnam.
This is The Voice of Vietnam.
This is The Voice of Vietnam, broadcasting from Hanoi, capital of the Socialist Republic of Vietnam.
Hobart Radio International.
It is Hobart Radio International's Interval Signal Special. It's part three, the last part in our three-part series. So thank you for continuing on the journey and learning about all different interval signals that are available on shortwave radio, either currently or in the past. It is, I guess, with mixed emotions that I've listened to different recordings, and I remember fondly tuning into some of these stations every day, or at least every weekend, and of course being aware that they no longer broadcast on shortwave radio. But alas, there is still plenty that we can tune into on shortwave radio, and at least I can say that every evening there's still opportunity to find new stations, and there's always plenty of utility broadcasts and even number stations that take my interest to tune into. Thank you to all our relay partners for continuing to relay our shows across shortwave on FM, and of course you can hear us on TuneIn and online via our website. Our website is at www.hriradio.org, and you can also send an email to us if you wish to, hriradio@gmail.com. Well, that's all from Hobart for today. We'll be back on air, of course, next week with the same show on the same station, on the same frequency, and at the same time. So we're going to leave you now with a montage of different interval signals. Thank you again for tuning in to Hobart Radio International, and we'll see you really soon.
Canada International.
Radio Canada International.
big thank you to Interval Signals Online, www.intervalsignals.net, for giving permission for us to use a lot of their recordings. If you want to hear an Interval Signal, go to Interval Signals Online.
From down under in Australia, goodbye. Hobart Radio International, signing off.
And thank you, Aussie Tim, for part three of the Interval Signal Special, produced by Hobart Radio International. Hope you've enjoyed that, and if you do and you have any comments, you could email me at freeradioskybird@icloud.com. That's freeradioskybird@icloud.com. All right, I'm DJ Frederick. Let's dig back into the crates and move on forward.
Just a little peace in this world. No more war. Why can't we live together? Tell me why, tell me why, tell me why. Why can't we live together? Tell me why, tell me why. Why can't we live together? Everybody wants to live together. Why can't we live together?
The Underdog remix of Timmy Thomas, Why Can't We Live Together? And that's going to wrap it up for this edition of the Radio Thrift Shop. I'm DJ Frederick saying thank you for listening. I'll be back next week here at this time on this station with another baffling broadcast. Until then, take care of yourself, take care of your community, and take care of those you love.